Breann Beggs was appointed to fill the seat held by former Councilman John Snyder, who resigned early. Before he joined the council, Beggs had worked as an activist attorney and was known for his work with the family of Otto Zem, who died at the hands of the Spokane Police Department, and also for his work on the police ombudsman issue. In the year and a half since he became a member of the council, Beggs feels the chamber has made some major strides. He says his challengers during the primary have tried to paint a picture of a council that focuses on issues of little importance to the average citizen, but that is not the case.
Roads. We're spending more money fixing our roads now than we ever have. We have more construction value investment in this town in the last couple of years than we've ever had. Essentially, since the new council took over in 2014, business investment in this town is going up. Unemployment's going down. Since I've been on the council, crime has been going down. So we're doing the people's work. But if people, want to change, then they try to focus on one thing out of context, essentially.
He also discounts those who say the council is comprised mostly of progressives, with the lone standout being conservative Mike Fagan. Beggs says there are actually many varying opinions on the council, and not all agree on every issue. He says too many people base the council's work on what happens at the Monday night meetings, when in fact, much of the real work happens throughout the week in committee meetings, where he says he's worked to find compromise on various issues.
So I am known as a collaborator. In fact, since I got on the council, we've really improved relations with the mayor's office. Mike Fagan and I sit next to each other. We often vote together on the same thing. We work on projects together that the rest of the majority doesn't like.
On some other specific issues, Beggs defends his actions in helping to craft a measure that seeks to require coal and oil train shippers to meet certain safety requirements or pay a fine. He says the new Bakken crude oil, with its history of causing massive fires during derailments, poses a very real threat to the safety of downtown Spokane. And he says his critics are wrong when they say the city does not have the authority to require railroads to meet certain safety standards.
That's been misunderstood. Congress passed a law that said local jurisdictions can pass safety laws on trains if it's a unique danger and it's not too burdensome. And the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals upheld that law. So the thing that's in front of the voters is simply what Congress wanted to happen, and the voters get to decide.
On the public safety issue, Beggs is defending himself over charges that a so-called sugar tax on soft drinks he's supporting to fund new police officers is unfair. He says that was one option that was favored by citizens groups he spoke with.
They want more police, and they asked me to explore ways that they could vote on a tax that would give them more police. Okay. And I went all across the South Hill to all the neighborhood councils, and I asked them, do you want more taxes to reduce crime? And they all said yes. And then I just gave them the choices. It's a property tax, a sales tax, or an excise tax on sugary sodas. What do you want?
All this week, we've been taking a look at the candidates for the 2nd District City Council seat. The primary ballots need to be mailed back by Tuesday, August the 1st. The election stories are also on our website, SpokanePublicRadio.org. I'm Steve Jackson reporting.